the end of the food box program. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this week the USDA announced that the Farmers to Families Food Box Program, which was pretty key for assistance to both food insecure families and farmers during the COVID pandemic in the past year, is coming to an end. Honestly, that didn't come as a big shock. I think probably the end of this program was the handwriting was on the wall on January 20th when the new administration took in. I mean, look, it was very important and very helpful, right? It helped keep prices up. It helped generate a better market condition. Diverted some of that food service business that was lost during the pandemic, ended up giving a lot of the support to milk prices. You saw that with the market reactions that took place whenever rounds of purchases were taking place. But, I mean, in the end, the program was set up in 45 days, and it wasn't exactly done perfectly. You know, you had a lot of money that was going into middlemen. It wasn't necessarily going to farmers. It was going to wholesalers, distributors, what have you. And, of course, you saw that emphasis of purchases on cheese, which helped some parts of the country more than others, but it contributed a lot to the negative PPDs that farmers were seeing last summer. So the food box had its day, but that day was destined to pass, and here we are. And then the question becomes, you know, what's next? You see a lot of things going on in terms of USDA purchases. You know, we're not out of the pandemic, and food service business has not yet fully recovered. But you have a lot of programs, Section 32 purchases, TFAP purchases. There's a new dairy donation program coming up that's also going to help connect farmers to food insecure families. We think that these are all programs that in the end can probably be set up more effectively and efficiently, getting the dollars that are spent more effectively targeted toward dairy products. But that's what we're working on right now, and I think there will still be support for farmers going ahead. But again, the food box program had its moment in the sun, but that was destined to come to an end, and not shocked that it's happening now.
Alan, what about from the dairy side of things as you guys talk about this on just the general overall, you take a step back and look at the overall demand for the dairy products out there. Is there a possibility that this pandemic in the long run may be beneficial to the dairy side of things? Because we've trained some people to do more at home, and there's been much more demand for home and retail side for the dairy and cheese. And then once restaurants come back online and once the schools come back online, hopefully in the fall, maybe there actually is an expansion of that dairy pie. What do you think?
Oh, certainly. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I was at the grocery store last night actually talking to a family in the checkout line. I hope they don't think I was too weird that I knew all of these things about milk and dairy products they weren't anticipating, but they had four different kinds of milk in their shopping cart. How can I pass that up? There was a kid that they thought might be lactose intolerant, so they had their lactate, and then they had their whole milk because they felt that was better for, you know, recipes and such, and then they had skim milk, and that was what they were drinking. It's all consumers that have had a whole year to figure out how milk works best for them. And you've seen that in rebounds of cereal sales. People are getting their coffee fix at home and, you know, using milk and cream for that. And you do see demand, consumer demand, year over year in the U.S. being up. Now, all of the year-over-year stats look weird right now because, you know, a year ago we were in the panic buying period of the pandemic. So if you look at consumer purchases, they're actually down from a year ago. But you see an overall trend where all of that gains early in the pandemic during the course of the year, they didn't all erode. And meanwhile, you see food service start coming back, as you said, to normal. Some of the areas of food service that rebound most quickly are things like, you know, pizza deliveries, which use a lot of dairy products. So you do see some of that rebound in terms of consumer taste toward dairy products, and that in the long run could be a good story coming out of this pandemic. Now, to have stronger markets, the first thing you have to do is get out of the darn pandemic. And to do that, people have to get their shots. And I think one of the big things we're going to be focusing on is telling people to get their vaccinations. I mean, even if you are in a rural area and you're healthy and you see yourself as pretty low risk, you know, and if you do get sick, it's probably not going to be bad for you. That all makes sense. That's all right. But you still have to think about the community impacts and what potential you could have, even if it is low, to be spreading COVID-19. The shots are going to be important for the dairy industry and the whole economy so that people can go back to a restaurant and have a nutritious, high-quality dairy product and just be living life normally again. You add that with the lessons that we've had in the pandemic in terms of demand and the quality of dairy products, it's a pretty powerful long-term combination, but we have to get there.
You know, the other thing I think, and you and I have talked about this a little bit again before about our concept about butter, that butter, I think butter can become the new pizza for the dairy egg side of things. Because first of all, when you talk about consuming milk, fluid milk. A gallon of milk is a gallon of milk. But to make a pound of butter, it takes about 8 or 9 gallons of milk to make just 1 pound of butter. And I think that the sell to the domestic market and to the home market on butter, first of all, way better than margarine. And then secondly, the health benefits of it that we're finding out as well. And thirdly, it just tastes so much better as well. I think butter could be a potential demand creator in the future. What do you think?
Well, let's take a look at kind of the two things that we've talked about already, right? The recovery from the pandemic as well as consumer habits, okay? One of the issues with the food box program was that the purchases were so weighted toward cheese. We were pushing, as this became more and more evident, within the food box program for a greater allocation of butter. Now that the food box program is gone, you have a chance to sort of reset things and rebalance things. And people will look at that and they say, oh, the farmers, they just don't want their negative PPDs, and so they want the government to buy a bunch of butter. Well, no. Actually, this is reflective of the consumer habits that we are now seeing in 2021. I mean, this is what consumers are now looking for in terms of their baking and their nutrition needs. So we have a chance now that we're looking at these new programs or these existing programs that are being tweaked to get that balance in that better alignment. And I think butter, indeed, has a lot of the potential that you're talking about.
All right. Very good. Alan, great information as always. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Take care.